those dancing shoes on. Come on. We need to start the day with dancing. Because dancing energizes us. It increases those happy hormones and endorphins and sets us up for the day. Let's dance. Sit down, sister. It's not worth your time. Even though she says sit down, I say stand up and shake what your mother gave you. While we are in a prime. And we've got lots to do today. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only Feel Real Good station that literally covers every aspect of health across the amazing presenters that we have on podcast, on Alexa. How you doing? That's what I had with the wonderful Nigel Clark from Zeus Suite, CEO. We talked about statistics that show that 40% of women. Yep, that's right, they snore. But I hope, like me, you to remember that you're blessed and highly favored, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem and the answer to somebody's prayer. And I really do hope this week will fill you with enlightenment and empowerment. And also, it's great because the Zeus Sleeps product is back available to order. Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And as I said, this week I spoke to the wonderful Nigel Clark. We had such a fantastic conversation about snoring and just the health implications. It was amazing. And I spoke about it because it will affect intimacy and it will affect the whole person. Here comes the he said, she said. Okay, so that's what I do. Every other month, I hang out in Soho, Sacred Grounds, 54 Dean Street, and we have girl talk, and it's wonderful. And as I mentioned, on the 8th of November, it was my birthday. I turned sassy, sexy 63. And we had a wonderful talk on She Celebrates the Art of Receiving, Resting and Rising. It was so beautiful because it was three generations sharing outer and inner beauty and resilience. We talked about the emotional breakthroughs women are having when they do the She Comes First program. We remembered old hurts. We heard from the wonderful, wonderful Peter Lynn, who was so... She blew my mind. Like, I kept saying to the audience, by the way, she's 29. By the way, she's 29. She was absolutely amazing. Her story will empower so many people. And then we heard from the wonderful Francesca Bleckner, who also had another powerful way of looking at nervous system archetypes. And that was really good. So we were able to connect body pain to the right and left side of our emotional map and actually recognize why we show up the way we do. And the realization that healing is remembering differently, that's literally what healing is. It allows the body to remember differently, it allows the mind to store differently and to reframe the memory so that we are great. We can really move into a different position in ourselves. And 2025, they look at the 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. It's the year of completion. My question to you is, are you going to end this year strong? That's the choices we have. So the beautiful thing is now, as we approach the end of the year, I have actually got, it's the only time of the year I'm doing two events this year. I'm doing two events back to back. So on the 13th of December, I'm so excited because as we approach the holidays, I am so blessed because we've got Men's Health. We're talking about why the power to heal is in your hands. It does not mean that women cannot attend. And I'm so excited that there are quite a few women that are saying, can I bring my husband? Can I come with him? Yes, 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 yes. So if you go on to @pelvicsecrets on Instagram, the link is in my bio. I'm going to place the link in my bio as well on LinkedIn, Jenny Russell. And I don't think I can do an external link on Facebook, but there'll be lots of posts. So if you want to find me, just send me an email, Jenny, J-E-N-N-I. So it's Jennifer minus the F-E-R, Jenny with an I. Jenny@jennyrussell.com. But we're going to talk about men who struggle with the weight of expectation to perform, to provide, to protect, but at the cost of their health. So we know that obviously men struggle a lot with silent burnout, especially as it's leading into the year-end financial pressures. And the impact that has is that the testosterone naturally drops when sleep is poor, but alcohol increases and stress rises. So that's going to obviously affect performance, it's going to affect productivity, it's going to affect cognition, it's going to affect sexual function. When a man crashes, the whole family feels it. So I'm trying to encourage women to support their partners. And right now, even before you come along, you can support your partners by increasing their magnesium intake, relaxing, right? You can get them to understand the beauty and power of having an earlier night, that they can have protein-focused meals, daily walks, create calm, not confrontation. And this will really, really, really help them as they prepare for the season that we're about to approach. Because obviously this is a season where, you know, there's a lot of overindulgence. There's a lot of doing, toing. And we need to make sure that people are well, they're healthy, and they're ready for the season. But not only that, you want to go for the season well and come out strong on the other side. Now, I mentioned on one of the reels that I've done, I'm posting, is that for many people right now, we're in a generation where we really are seeing a proliferation of early, and I'm saying early years death. And what I mean by that is that I'm here with my mother, caring for my mother, as I've shared many times. And she's not in a position to bury her children because she doesn't even remember us. But parents are burying their children when really we're supposed to be here looking after our mothers. Now, I just want to share very briefly because I'm going to spend this week talking about food. So we've got food, snoring and sleep. Now you're thinking, like, how do the three go together? Well, when you stuff your face, sometimes you fall asleep. But when you've had a nice indulgence over Christmas and you've had a few drinks, you fall asleep and you snore. So there is a segue between them, although the interview and the way I post it doesn't go that way. But listen to this, right? If you realized that your sleep before midnight was worth double what you have after midnight, and if you knew why, would that make you make a change? Because there is a truth in this physiology. It's not just a myth. So if you knew that between 10 p.m. and 12 a.m, your body produces and releases the highest amount of melatonin, which is your master repair hormone. So melatonin is your master repair hormone. When people are sick, they need even more sleep. So between 10 p.m. and 12 a.m, that's the highest release of your repair hormone. It's also where the activation of your deep delta wave sleep patterns happen, and that's the most restorative stage between 10 p.m. and 12 a.m. It is also the time in which your peak growth hormones surge, which is essential for anti-aging, body composition and tissue repair. And It's also the reset of the HPA, which is the hypothalamus, pituitary gland, and adrenal axis, lowering cortisol for the next day. Now, cortisol is your wake-up hormone, and melatonin is your sleep hormone. So after midnight, these neural hormonal processes reduce dramatically. So the same number of hours later will never deliver the same quality. So if you knew that, and now you know it, what will you choose to do differently? Because that makes, especially for us as females, that makes a massive difference. So people are looking to get anti-aging products and creams, but that's the outside in. But I'm talking about the inside out, and everything happens on the inside out. All change happens on the inside out. A beautiful looking car, less by God's, by some unfortunate, less by some unfortunate incident is involved in an accident. The external case of the car will be the same. The only thing is it gets dirty. You wash it, you make it clean, it looks lovely. You scuff the wheel trims on the pavement a few times and get big scratches and you just feel sick for a while. But you can get them polished up and buffed up and put them back. But the external appearance of the car can always look the same, apart from accidents. And maybe aging, if you don't protect the paintwork, it may fade a bit. But actually, it's not the bodywork that you take to service. It's the engine. It's what goes on the inside under the hood. That is exactly the same for us in the body. It's not the bodywork that you try to fix. It should be the cells and the organs and the hormones and the neural pathways, because that's where the changes happen. And once they begin to happen on the inside, they start to show on the outside. So the anti-aging proliferation of creams and medications and surgeries is to try and fix the outside without addressing the internal engine. And that's like about addressing internal combustion. It doesn't make any sense. You have to deal with what's on the inside. So especially for women between the ages of 40 and 60, the hormonal shifts in estrogen and progesterone will destabilize our sleep cycles, which means we need more hours to achieve the same repair. And lower progesterone reduces the GABA, the calming neurotransmitter, which means we have lighter, more fragile sleep. So that has an impact on the quality of the sleep because the depth is not there. And lower estrogen affects the temperature regulation. So that's what leads to the night sweats and the micro arousals, as well as the liver detoxification pathways. And then increased stress load, career, caregiving, life transitions, etc., increase cortisol, which fragments sleep. So it's like, gosh, we've got aging fascia, joints, lymphatic circulation. It needs more overnight recovery time. And we have a more active default mode network, which means the brain runs harder, so it needs more recovery. So when we understand these, we start to think, oh my God, immune changes in midlife require longer repair windows to maintain anti-cancer surveillance. So the bottom line really is, women in their 40s, 50s or 60s cannot operate on the same sleep hours they did in their 20s. I know I can't do what I did when I was in my 20s. I burned the candle both ends and in the middle. It is not happening now. And expect the same hormonal, neural or metabolic resilience. It's not happening. Our body is doing more at night, not less. And so therefore sleep needs to become our best friend. So I'm just going to leave the sleep one there. It just gives you an opportunity. But like, again, also the last bit, maybe having collagen injections, collagen this, but the less sleep we have, the less collagen production. And therefore the skin starts to age faster. It also helps to drive up insulin resistance, inflammation, belly fat and fatigue, and it raises oxidative stress, which accelerates cellular aging. I mean, reduce the growth hormones, which we need for cellular repair, muscle tone and fat burning, and weaken the immune system. So when you're using all these external products, but you're not recognizing the impact sleep has on your intimate and overall health, you're spending a lot of money expecting something you put on yourself to impact the things that are in yourself, but the things that are in yourself don't require the creams, they require the rest. That's the difference. Let's play a trail.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Today, I am blessed to be speaking with Nigel Clark from Zeus Sleep, and we are talking about snoring, but we're not talking about men snoring. We're talking about new studies that find that 40% of women snore, but often silently without embarrassment, or with embarrassment, fatigue, and disruptive relationships. And I mean, snoring is a big one. So Nigel, welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Thanks very much for having me, Jenny. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Listen, I'll confess, if I have a couple of drinks, and I've been known to snore. So
more common than we like to admit. Yes,
I know. So what? Why did you conduct the study in the first place?
Well, we've been working in this space for about 15 years. My main company, which designs and develops medical products. Met some professors at King's College and Guy's Hospital many, many years ago, and they had a theory on how to treat sleep apnea, which is a medical condition, but also snoring, and improve people's sleep. So we've been developing a device for a long time on how to treat snoring without you noticing it, which is the difficult part, because a lot of these things are difficult. And so we've run a number of clinical trials over the years, and we've done some studies and evaluations, and the numbers, as I said earlier, are staggering on how many people snore and the problems it causes in relationships and health as well. So yes,
definitely, because a friend of mine, her husband snores so badly she sleeps in a different room, so I can see that, you know, and obviously then his snoring can even permeate through to the other room, and so the quality of sleep that she loses out on is tremendous, and that has a major impact on her health.
Yeah, absolutely. And so my stats have said, I think 565,000 couples sleep apart in the UK. The majority and the bigger proportion of that is snoring. Obviously, I was came through it as a child. My father was a horrendous snorer, and it back, you know, back then and still today, it's just the brunt of the joke and things like that. But it is really, really disruptive. And until you actually go through, I suppose you're fairly shielded it from it in your younger years, but kind of when you're a bit older and you do suffer from some sort of sleep or poorer sleep than you do when you're a child and a teenager and a youngster. It's really hard, you know, and does really affect your life the next day. And often for the snorer, this is the interesting thing we find. It's not the snorer that suffered.
The person
next to them. Yes, or not next to them, in the room.
Yeah. The snorer's in a deep sleep, isn't they? They're just like...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And until it becomes the medical condition, sleep apnea, when they actually stop breathing, that's very, very serious, and that causes conditions. But snoring itself can be, you know, relatively harmless, but it's really, really disruptive. And interrupted sleep is not great. So I know far too much, far too much about it, but not enough to be any sort of expert. But yes.
Do you know, it's interesting because I run these events in Soho. I had one on Saturday. Last Saturday was my birthday, and I did one on Saturday. But I've got one next month, and it's for men's health. And I'm looking at men's health. And like you said, most of the time you link or associate snoring with men. So, you know, this study for women, I think, is really, really important. Because as a child, I really slept deep. I could sleep through anything. You can have on the music, the washing machine. I could sleep through anything. But once you have a child, your sleep changes and you're much more attuned to, obviously, the noises of the child. So then you're more attuned to snoring. But are women also finding that they're waking up? Because sometimes, you know, because if I have a few drinks, you might realise it. And you might have a little snoring and you kind of wake yourself up with a, like that kind of, you wake yourself up, like, you see, was I snoring? Sort of thing, you know. Are women realising that they're snoring? And also, I think when we find, you know, if your partner tells you that you're snoring, you get very defensive.
Yes, it's certainly, it's not sexy, unfortunately. All our statistics have shown and our studies have shown that 40% of the snorers are the females. So, I mean, yes, it's the males that get the brunt of the press and things like that. But it's actually, there is a big proportion of snorers that are females. It affects you just as much. And drink, unfortunately, and we all, you know, the majority of us like a drink. Drink doesn't help. I mean, the reason you snore is your tongue's a muscle. And like all your, when you sleep, all your muscles relax. It's how they regenerate and repair and things like that. But your muscles relax when you're sleeping. So your tongue relaxes. And obviously, with a drink, your inhibitions, your muscles will relax a little bit more. So it doesn't help either. But and then yes, when you do suddenly jolt awake and you do the that's a tiny bit of sleep apnea. That's actually your airway blocking completely and you gasping for air. So that's when it edges into the medical side of things.
And the sleep apnea can actually, in some circumstances, be fatal, can't it?
I'm not too sure about fatal, but it's certainly a big cause. It doesn't help with cardiac problems and things like that. It's got very, very, very strong links to it. So sleep apnea is actually when you stop breathing. And, I mean, frighteningly, some people, severe sleep apnea, you can stop breathing 100 times an hour. People stop breathing for kind of a minute at a time, over a minute at a time, which is staggering, because I mean I can barely hold my breath for a minute these days.
I know. I think that's why I say sometimes it's fatal, because sometimes when you've got unexplained death and you've got weak heart or weak cardiac issues, that's where the relationship is. And that's why sometimes it's hard to be able to say what killed the person, because it's not quite a heart attack, but it's not this. Okay. You know, you can't measure it. Obviously, if you stop breathing, and you know, stress is a silent killer. You can't measure stress once a person's died. You know?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So I say it in that way, not to scare people, but just I think, you know, you hear about sleep apnea, but you sometimes think to yourself, well, it doesn't affect me. But it's quite interesting when you said that jolt out of your sleep can be the beginning of sleep apnea. And I think people don't realise that either.
No, absolutely. And again, they believe there's 8 million people in the UK with sleep apnea. 8 million adults.
That's huge.
And well under 1 million are diagnosed. So that's, you know, there's a huge gap between those that are actually diagnosed. Now, a lot of those, of course, will be very, very mild sleep apnea and occasional and things like that. But there are a lot of people, you know, walking around with undiagnosed sleep apnea. And, you know, generally they're tired as well. So that's a good sign.
And a good sign.
Go and see your doctor.
Come and see us. So tell me about this product that you have and how Zoo Sleep will help people to kind of maximize this snoring.
Yes. So the problem we've always faced and where we've really tried to tackle the problem is a lot of these solutions are fairly intrusive and not nice to wear and things like that. But on the snoring side, it's a little bit different. You've got things like nose strips, sprays, and things like that that are effective on some people. There aren't a huge amount of trials and things on there, but they do work, and they're kind of over-the-counter stuff that works. And then slightly more serious stuff, there's something called a mandibular advancement device, which is like a gum shield that actually physically pulls your jaw forward. So effective, again, but you've got to wear a gum shield at night, which, you know, can be uncomfortable for some. Again, not very sexy in the bedroom either, unfortunately, but I've got to an age where that doesn't really matter.
Must always matter.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Less and less. But now there's, you know, white noises and nightmares and routines at our age, or my age, sorry.
No, listen, at our age, because trust me when I tell you, I'm an old girl.
And then on the serious side, on sleep apnea, there's the best thing to do for you is something called a CPAP mask, which is hugely effective and brilliant. But you actually wear a kind of Darth Vader mask connected to a tube, and you get air pumped into your mouth. So really, really effective, but really uncomfortable. And the figures show that kind of 50% of people that start with this CPAP mask aren't using it within a year. So they're walking around or sleeping without any help at all. And there's a few other solutions, but not a huge amount. So we've designed a tiny, tiny little device here that sits under your chin at night, and you kind of wear it unnoticed, so it just sits here, and it's actually relatively simple. So you don't snore when you're awake, so your tongue is strong enough to be in the right position when you're awake. So all it does is stimulate two muscles just under your chin that actually activate your tongue muscle and pull it forward very, very slightly to open up your airways. So we're putting your tongue in kind of the awake state rather than the relaxed sleep state. And it just opens up the airways and allows the air to run smoothly over it rather than vibrate over it when you breathe, which is the sound that creates the snoring.
Oh, that's interesting. That looks very neat. So where can people get that then?
At the moment, we're simply selling it online. We launched only a few months ago, back in July. We launched in July, and it's going fantastically well. We actually sold out because demand was higher than we thought. So we've got another load that have just come off the production line and are being sold again next week. But it's just on our website, which is usesleeps.com. It works on a lot of, you know, most people. It doesn't work on everyone. If you've got a beard, unfortunately, it doesn't stick. So you might have to shave a trendy horseshoe. You can shave a trendy horseshoe into it, or, you know, you can actually have a shave and things like that. But it's working really, really well. And the feedback we're getting is fantastic. Brilliant. But it works, certainly it on the smaller jawed people. So it actually works better on women, because they've generally got a slimmer jawline, and that's been proven in our clinical trials as well. But it does work, obviously, on a lot of men as well, of course. And it's proving, very, very popular. So we're really pleased we're helping people and getting some good reviews.
Well, that's good, because I think, like you said, there's different ways. There's, you know, when we look at fatigue, when we look at people that are stressed, and women are in that category in a major way, like you said, 40%. It's huge. Another 10%, and you're 50-50. We're on par with men. But we don't tend to associate snoring as being one of the reasons why we're in the position we're in, especially if you've got women that are single who don't know that don't even realize they're snoring, or they might catch themselves and might think, oh, it's because I've had a drink. You know, they may find that becomes a pattern. The body suddenly adapts anyway after, not, you know, without the presence of drink, because once the body starts getting used to a pattern, it just becomes a natural position of strength. And so that's what they may end up doing, not realizing that whether with or without a drink, they then suddenly become full-time snorers.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of apps. There's a few apps out there that you can track your sleep, and there's so much and health tracking out there these days with watches and analyzers and apps and things like that. And I agree with some of them personally. Others, I think we can overanalyze, and we need to relax a bit. And the key advice I've always been given from all the experts that I speak to is try and keep your bedtime routine as simple as possible and don't stress about it. But unfortunately, that usually has the opposite effect, isn't it? When you're tracking everything,
Exactly.
I'm more stressed
Yeah.
about it. But yes, I mean, certainly, yeah, if you don't realize you're sleeping, it just becomes slightly, it becomes habitual. Your body just gets used to it, and that's what you do. But there's, yeah, there are lots and lots of things you can train. You can sleep, you sleep better on your side, sleep, sorry, you snore less on your side, for example, but not always. For some reason, well, I know for the reason I've got problems with my nose from playing rugby too much when I was younger. I snore on one side way more than I snore on another side, which is quite strange because I got all bunged up and things. But
What side do you snore more on, your right side or your left?
If I'm lying on my right side, yes, I snore a lot more. And so I'm on the right side of the bed as well. So when I'm facing my wife, I snore, which really annoys her.
That's
Yeah,
it. What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to say?
exactly. A
Well, I
secret.
think you switch sides, switch sides. Do you sleep on the left?
That's right.
It
That's
works.
right.
It's so bad. But yeah, I was just going to say, because actually the right side of the body is male and the left side of the body is female. Do you find, let me ask you another question, do you find that mouth breathers snore more than nose breathers?
In my experience, and as I said, very, very uneducated view on this, but yes, absolutely. Because there is more, obviously, if you can, if you've got your mouth closed, yes, you still snore. And there's some lots and lots of videos out there of some fantastic noises, I'm sure. But it's a lot quieter and it's a lot less snoring. And also, you've opened up all those airways and things like that. So I went through a few years ago, I read a fantastic book called Breath, and all about nose breathing and how we've changed as a race, as a human race in what we eat and how we do and how we breathe and things like that. So I actually went through a long stage of learning to nose breathe again. I was a terrible mouth breather, and I still am, but I'm less so than I was. But and that's helped me snore a lot less. So yeah, in my experience, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because there's another book called Shut Your Mouth. It's a very small book. It was written over 100 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And it's a really powerful book. And it kind of tracks people from native countries and also associates not just snoring, but most of the diseases we have, people that mouth breathe are more susceptible than those who nose breathe. So I think, I'm a nutritional lifestyle coach and I specialize in female intimate health. And I talk when I work with my clients with the reason why I agreed to do this as well, because it's to do with breath. And when I work with my clients, I always start with breathing first, because that's literally the chief thing. It's the chief meridian. And a lot of women, when they're doing pelvic floor, they don't get it, because they come into you with their pelvis and they're like, the issue's down here. But actually, the issue's up here, down here, because the connection is there, and you want to breathe life into here. That's how you communicate. That's how you send the nutrients around. And a lot of people think, well, why is she starting with breath? But breath controls everything, right? So that's what people are not realizing, and that you don't try to heal somebody by looking at the issue they have, especially if it's below the belly button, if you don't address breathing first, because anything below the belly button takes longer to heal. So you have to teach them that breathing. But then what's going on up here in terms of, are you a mouth breather? Are you a nose breather? Makes a massive difference. So I'm glad you said that, because I think that's something that the audience need to understand.
Yeah, that's
But
fascinating. And it is, it's amazing how the body, well, it's not, the body is all,
body's amazing, isn't
yeah, it is phenomenal and it's all connected and things like that. And
it?
breath, I mean, well, after I've read the book a few years, it's phenomenal what the differences, and it does make sense to me.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's probably, I would hate to know the stats of the percentage of population that don't breathe properly or are mouth breathers, for example, rather than breathing through their nose or breathing through the chest and diaphragm or stomach and things like that. It's
Yeah,
all related,
it's
absolutely.
staggering, isn't it? Yeah, you're scared, you're fearful, you're in fight flight, hold the breath, hyperventilate, all of these things. So they all play their part.
And
So,
also when you're doing all your exercises and things like that, it makes a huge difference. And which is why, there's it's a huge part of yoga, for example, and Pilates is how you breathe and breathing in and out properly.
It's a huge part of everything. I when I gave birth to my son, and my midwife the next day said, "Oh, you know, you did really well. You breathed. You know, your breathing was really good." But that's because I used to compete back in the day. So that's why, you know, I was doing the UltraFit challenge, and you sort of dropped off one machine and onto the next one. They were like this close. You never had time to adjust your breathing. You had to adjust it like that. So breathing was a huge part of without even realizing, and I didn't realize that, you know, I was able to do that with my breathing so well. And it was a huge part of my life because of what I used to do when I used to compete. So I think sometimes we can fall into things by default. You know, you said you're a rugby player. Yeah, you get bashed around. But, you know, to be able to breathe aerobically, to be able to breathe anaerobically was really important for you because it's short burst. It's hard and fast and it stops. It's hard and fast. Then you need to run for a distance. You have to make sure you breathe well. But how you breathe is the difference.
Absolutely. And what's, to me, is sad is so few people know about this. It's just out in there, and it's not, you know, it's not taught at schools or it's not mentioned, and I mean, athletes pick it up and things like that on the elite level, but I mean,
yeah,
I learned about it when I was in my mid-40s, so well past all my playing days and things like that.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It's becoming more into the mainstream and psyche the more people are about it, but it's still, you know, tiny proportion of people know about this.
There's another book called Conscious Breathing by Gay Henderson, if you can get hold of that one, because that's quite hard to get. That's a really good book. Conscious Breathing by Gay Henderson is an excellent book. So all my clients have that book. And Shut Your Mouth, that's quite hard to get. It's not expensive, but if you look on that place where everyone goes, you can find it. But anyway, our time is running out. Do you know, I was looking at is it a chair or a table behind you? I thought, oh, what are these gadgets? I thought these were going to...
Yes, no, it's just the box, that's all. And this looks like a spaceship. It's a telephone.
It does. Okay, I was thinking, what is it you're going to show me? You know, when you put a little strip out, I was like, oh, really?
No, we've just got a very, very lovely box, which we hope appeals to both the snorer and the person next to them. And then...
It does.
Hopefully people think this is
okay,
discreet
it's Zeus and an Sleep, so Eeps with an S on the end.
Zeus Sleep, so Zeus the god. And funny, when we looked at names for ages, as a company when we have a project, we give it a Greek god name so we can talk about it in a meeting with other clients and, oh, we could use the same technology from Zeus or Poseidon and things like that. So it was named Zeus about 15 years ago. And then we came to launch it and we were like, right, we need to come up with a different name. And we went round and round the houses and we thought, well, Zeus is the god of thunder, snoring, and thought of hundreds of names, and none of them we thought were as good as Zeus. So we just stuck with Zeus.
Yeah, but Zeus sleeps. It's good. He rests.
It's got a nice ring to it. Yeah, so we're enjoying it. Yeah,
it has. And are you on social media? Are you on Instagram or anything?
We have a fantastic lady, Rachel, that does all our social media. It's a bit. I do a little bit of it. I'm trying to learn to become younger, but it's not really my cup of tea. But no, we're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I think there's a few videos of her taking the mickey out of me on TikTok and things like that. Yeah.
So what's your handle on those?
Now you've got me, and that's, I should roll off the tongue, and I don't know. I think it's again Zeus Sleeps. So yes, you can go and find some subscribers.
I will go and find you
there. So apologies.
That's all right. Listen, that has been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I could sit and talk about breath all day. It's just really quite an interesting subject. But
I'm going to look at those books as well. So try and find them. Thank you very much.
And I'm going to find breath as well, and I'm going to have a look at that book as well. Yeah. So, yeah, you take care.
Have a
wonderful Wednesday.
Yes, you too. Thanks for
having me. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I really enjoyed talking to Nigel. So once again, Nigel, thank you so much. Now, we're at the last 10 minutes, just inside the last 10 minutes. So I want to finish with food. Now, in my book, Pelvic Floss Secrets, I have an acronym for diet. I have chapter 12 is love life or love food. And I have an acronym for diet. And the acronym simply says difference in eating this, difference in eating that. Whatever we choose to eat, that's our diet. I've shared this many times. The only difference is we're either eating towards optimal health or we're eating towards minimal health. So I figured if I have a diet acronym for diet, then there must be one for food. And there's so many different things you can think about. But one of the ones I have for food that I thought was really powerful as we approach this festive season, and the mince pies are already in the shops and I've already been eating them. You're only as strong as you're honest. Is food literally stands for the foundation of our decisions. So for me, if I do it the same way I've done the other one, then food literally on one side is the foundation of our discipline. On the other side is the foundation of our desires. But the difference is, literally, the difference is the foundation of our decisions, right? And that foundation of our decisions really helps to shape what happens to our health and vitality. So remember, nutrition, or if you'd say remember, but nutrition affects the neurotransmitters that sends a message. So it affects the hormones that we release. So it affects the GABA, the serotonin, and the dopamine. It also spikes the blood sugar, which can create irritability, overthinking, and emotional fragility. And overeating equals overfeeling, or guilt, or shame, or bloat, or inflammation. Or just being greedy. That's what it does. But there are four lenses that we can look at it, right? So literally, if we look at food through the neuroscience and emotional intelligence lens, then literally, you know, the foundation of our decisions, our food, dictates brain clarity. And when we are undernourished, it's very easy for us to misinterpret conversations and react emotionally in a way we may not. But it also affects decision fatigue, which actually increases when the nutrition is poor. So that's literally from a neuroscience and emotional intelligence point of view. But if you look at it from pelvic and hormonal health, and I have a free ebook, if you would like a copy of that, Jenny at JennyRussell.com, on pelvic and hormonal health, sugar equals inflammation, which can equal heavier periods, worse prolapse pressure, and urgency with urinary incontinence. But for women 35 years and more, we need more protein and minerals for hormone stability. So more sugar, just more cravings. And if we're replacing our proteins with that, we're in trouble. And hydration will help to improve the fascia, which is the pelvic floor slide and glide. So we need that rather than tension in that area. Tightness, dryness, and lack of elasticity. But if you also look at food through the corporate leadership and year-end stress umbrella, then executives end the year running on fumes because they're just literally living on pressure, late nights, and lots of coffee. Caffeine, late nights, alcohol, pressure. And this performance in quarter four is heavily influenced by their food choices. And of course, we have much poorer food choices in this festive season than actually any other time of the year, right? So our foundation of our decisions, food, reframes our leadership. So if we eat for clarity and not just for pleasure, we can make better choices and end the year more productive. But if you also look at food from a spiritual and energetic perspective, you're like, wow, she's going to keep going. Then think, food is energy, it's fuel, it's energy, it's still the same. Food carries frequency. But the more heavy processed foods you have, that don't have the same frequency because they're not natural, they'll actually make your spirit feel more sluggish, right? So you have that funny feeling inside. Clean food raises clarity, intuition, and emotional control. Processed food does the complete opposite. Christmas doesn't have to be chaos. It can be a conscious season. And it doesn't mean, like I've had mince pies, it doesn't mean you can't have these things, right? But you've got to think about what you're having. There is an ultra-processed food debate going on at the moment with the BBC and The Guardian. They're looking at this research, which shows that women experience higher risk of anxiety, hormone disruption, worsened menopausal symptoms with ultra-processed foods. So conscious eating is like conscious living. It's just like, it just makes sense, right? And I've already shared about the sleep crisis, which, you know, already poor sleep is also linked to early cardiometabolic disease in women. And I think this is a really important thing to end on, kind of, but not end on, because I don't, we've got last 5 minutes, but I want to share this. So cardiometabolic disease literally is the combined breakdown of your heart and your blood vessels and your metabolic system. So the system that controls your body uses energy, sugar, fats, and hormones. But instead of one condition, cardiometabolic disease is a cluster of interconnected problems that feed each other. So they include high blood pressure, which feeds high cholesterol, which feeds prediabetes or diabetes itself, which obviously insulin resistance feeds prediabetes, which feeds diabetes itself. Central obesity, we know we get a bit bigger around the middle as we get older. That can be fed by fatty liver as well. That can feed fatty liver. We've got inflammation, so we know we've got more swelling. We've got poor breath. We've got poor circulation. That can lead to stroke risk and heart disease. That just sounds so depressing. But it's not because you had a mince pie, because trust me, I've had more than one, right? It's called cardiometabolic because, obviously, cardio is your heart and blood vessels, and metabolic is how the body processes the energy, the sugars, and the fats. So when all of these systems are out of balance, then your body starts working against itself. Now, why is this important as we come towards the end of the show? It's because statistics show that us females often develop cardiometabolic diseases differently from men. We don't get the same chest pain. Instead, we feel fatigue or brain fog or breathlessness or indigestion. We feel anxiety. We have sleep problems. So they can easily be missed, right? Women in our perimenopause and menopause states, we have changes in hormonal shifts. If they're natural, naturally lower estrogen, and that can naturally then lead to increased belly fat, but it can also worsen insulin resistance and it can elevate blood pressure. So it's really important to understand the importance of your hormones. If you want to be healthy, you have to look at your hormones. It's impossible to talk about health without talking about hormones. And if you've got to look at hormones, you're going to have to look at stress and emotional load, because stress and emotional load completely disrupt our hormones. We carry caregiving, emotional responsibility, multitasking, mental load. All of these things come on top of trying to make sure we look relevant, the whole thing to anti-age, to look the same, to not be different. All of this makes a difference. We're looking at the external, even that load to keep looking good, to performing well. All of this raises our cortisol, which raises our blood sugar, which raises belly fat even, which raises blood pressure. It's a loop. So the important thing is, right, we don't want a slow collapse of our body's regulatory system. We don't want to lose our ability to manage stress. We don't want to lose our ability to process sugar or to keep our inflammation low. We do not want to lose the ability to maintain healthy blood pressure, protect our arteries, or use fat for fuel. Because we don't want to worry about heart attacks and strokes and kidney disease and dementia and early mortality. We don't need to do that. And the thing about this is this stuff can happen 10 to 15 years before the symptoms appear. We don't need to do that. So let's try and make sure that the foundation of our decisions is not based on a diet high in sugar and ultra-processed foods, a sedentary lifestyle, chronic stress, poor sleep and alcohol. Let's instead protect it by getting out into nature, grounding, walking, protein with each meal, hydrating well, ensuring we have magnesium, vitamin D, boron, they all need to come together. Getting that sleep I spoke about at the top of the show, between 10 and 2. Doing some strength training to protect and strengthen the joints. Reducing the ultra-processed foods. Learning to regulate our emotions and pelvic and core activation, since it's the foundation and stability of the trunk and the cornerstone for movement and everything else, right? So let's just try and make sure we have all that there. So we have run out of time. I'm literally at 50 minutes. I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be that bad. The 60-day journey. I've got testimonies coming from the ladies and we're only on day 29. Tomorrow is where the halfway mark. They have discovered their beast. They have discovered their past. They know their health wheel, which spokes are buckled, and they know their love triangle. They also know now which primal pattern, their metabolic type, is better for them, and they're about to put it into practice. If you would like to join as well, Jenny at Jenny Russell, and I will give you the link for the next 60-day journey so you can begin yours too. But if you'd like to do one-to-one coaching, book me for public speaking, or come to the Men's Health Unfiltered, you can go and look on Eventbrite. You'll find it there. Just type in Eventbrite Men's Health Soho, 13th of December. It's going to be amazing. You are amazing. I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. In health and happiness, until next week, stay blessed, stay safe, and stay well.